children, today is Thursday.
It's the morning routine at Colonies North Elementary School. Teacher Patty Enriquez directs her kinder and first grade newcomer students in singing a uniquely American song written for small children to learn English. Since 2006, Colonies North has become one of the main target schools for young children who arrive in San Antonio as refugees. In fact, San Antonio is home to more than 10,000 refugees, including 800 new arrivals in the last year.
Texas is the number one state in terms of resettlement.
Larry Bartlett, director of the Refugee Admissions Program at the State Department in Washington, says Texas received 7,500 of the 70,000 refugees that came to the U.S. last year.
Texas is actually fairly representative of the country in terms of the nationalities we resettle. We resettle over 60 nationalities to the U.S. for the state of Texas itself, Burmese, Iraqis, Bhutanese, Somalis, and Congolese. Have really been the largest numbers.
The State Department works with volunteer agencies, or VOLAGs, to help refugees assimilate. In San Antonio, that agency is Catholic Charities. Sakhar Roshan helps an immigrant apply for food stamps. Caseworkers also will help with housing, transportation, and enrollment into social networks around the city.
Our most challenging jobs is finding them apartments to live.
Hisham Batar, himself a refugee from Sudan, worked his way up from a low-wage first job in San Antonio to become the director of the refugee program at Catholic Charities. He says San Antonio has the highest employment rate of any refugee program in the nation.
We go out, we find employers, and we work with them, and we place refugees.
The path to meaningful employment when our series, The Refugee Story, Building New Lives, continues. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.